بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إنها ستكون بعدي أثرة وأمور تنكرونها. قالوا: يا رسول الله، فما تأمرنا؟ قال: تؤدون الحق الذي عليكم وتسألون الله الذي لكم. متفق عليه. Continuing on the chapter on sabr, patience, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, after I depart from this world, there will be much discrimination. Athara, preference, discrimination. Wa umurun tunkirunaha, and there'll be matters that you dislike. Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, fama ta'muruna, so what do you command us in this situation when we will see people discriminating? And when there will be matters which we won't like, Rasulullah SAW gave a very simple solution. And he said, you should fulfill the rights due to others. The rights that you owe others, you must fulfill that right. And you must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala must give you your rights. In other words, a person has to exercise patience and sabr in those times when there will be much discrimination, when the ruler will give, or any people in authority, will give people positions who he will give preference to over others who are actually worthy of those positions. The people who he will give positions to, the ruler will give his own relatives or his own friends certain positions. That is because he is giving preference to them over others, despite the fact that they don't have the ability to fulfill those positions. So the others who deserve those positions, they will have to make sabr, and they have to beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their right. But as far as this person's right, who is now in charge over them, they would have to fulfill his right. Wa Nabi Yahya Usayd ibn Hudayr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, the Rasul min al-Ansar, qala ya Rasulullah, ala tasta'miluni kama istamalta fulanan, faqala innakum satalqawna ba'di atharatan fasbiru hatta talqawni al-hawd. Muttafaqun alayh. Very similar. A man comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from the Ansar, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, why don't you appoint me how you have appointed so and so? In other words, give me some position. You appointed another person. Outwardly, it seems that I have been discriminated. You haven't given me a chance. You have put somebody else, how you have made him a governor, or how you have put him in position. Why don't you put me also? Rasulullah said that you will see after me, after my demise, preference. And you must make sabr until you meet me at the Hawd al-Kawthar. At the various meanings, the person perhaps didn't have the ahliyat, he didn't have the capability, the capacity to be in charge of any position. And Rasulullah knew this. The other person had the ability, and therefore Rasulullah made him in charge of a certain position. Then Rasulullah is teaching this sahabi, this ansari, that by me giving this person, you are assuming that there is some type of discrimination, where in actual fact this is not so. In fact, after my demise, then you will see some injustice and people will be giving preference to others. At that time, also fulfill that person's right. Don't complain about discrimination. You must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you your right. And this will happen right till you leave this world, until you meet me in the day of Qiyamah. Rasulullah is giving him basharat, you're giving him glad tidings, that when you will make sabr like this, despite having the ability and capacity to be in position, and somebody else has been given position, you will make sabr. This is, we said, there are three types of sabr. Sabr ala ta'ah, sabr anil ma'asiyah, and sabr ala musibah. So these are the three sabr that Rasulullah has explained throughout the various ahadith in sabr, and therefore he said that you will meet me at the Hawd al-Kawthar. The last hadith in this chapter, narrated by Abdullah bin Ubay Abi Awfa radiyallahu ta'ala, he says, عن أبي إبراهيم عبد الله بن أبي أوفا رضي الله تعالى أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض أيامه التي لقي فيها العدو انتظر حتى إذا مالت الشمس قام فيهم فقال يا أيها الناس لا تتمنوا لقاء عدوي واسألوا الله العافية فإذا لقيتمهم فاصبروا واعلموا أن الجنة تحت ظلال السيوف. ثم قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم منزل الكتاب مجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليه متفق عليه. Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has brought this hadith in the last hadith of this chapter of sabr. And again, we mentioned the three types of sabr. When some musibah, some calamity comes upon you, then you exercise patience. You don't complain against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Then sabr ala ta'a, any good deed, like our salat, our ibadah, we striving in the path of Allah. Then we have to be steadfast. We don't feel coward-like. We don't just move away from it. We are steadfast on it and we are persist. We are consistent. Then, when we are tempted by some evil, the nafs, shaitan, pulls us towards some haram, then we have to make sabr and move and refrain from that haram. These are the three classifications of sabr. This particular hadith, in one of the battles when the sahaba confronted the enemy, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waited until the sun passed its zenith. حَتَّى إِذَا مَالَتِ الشَّمْسِ. Now it became afternoon, after Dhuhr Salah, towards the later part of the afternoon. Why? It was more cooler at that time. It was easier to fight the enemy. Remember, the battle has already ensued. And Nabi Kareem SAW waited now for when it become cooler, and the Sahaba will have the ability, the physical ability to fight the enemy. Rasulullah SAW then advises the Sahaba, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسَ لَا تَتَمَنَّوا لِقَاءَ الْعَدُوِ. Don't desire meeting the enemy. What is going to happen? If you're going to desire meeting the enemy, there'll be loss of lives. Somebody will go to Jahannam. That is why you find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the very first thing that Rasulullah had encouraged the Sahaba when they would go on any expedition is give da'wah to the people. You invite the enemy towards Islam, towards the oneness of Allah, towards the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu at the time of Khaybar, لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرِ النَّعَامِ. Oh Ali, don't just rush, don't hasten. انْفُضْ عَلَىٰ رِسْلِكَ. Go easy. Remember, one person getting hidayah through you, it is better for you than possessing precious camels, red camels. And that is what Rasulullah had always told the Sahaba. First you give da'wah. Why? By giving da'wah to the person, he'll accept iman, he's safe from Jahannam, he will enter into Jannah. After that, if the person is persisting and he is fighting you, then you tell him to give jizya, tax. If he still fails to do that, and now when there is a battle, then Rasulullah tells the Sahaba, now فَإِذَا لَقِيْتُمُهُمْ فَاصْبِرُوا. Now at the battlefield, now you must be steadfast. Now you don't run away from the battlefield, because that would be a major sin to run away from the battlefield. And Rasulullah then encouraged them that whilst you are now fighting the enemy, then remember you will have given your life away. وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ ظِلَالِ صُيُوفٍ. And remember that Jannah is under, beneath the shade of the sword. So do not fright then, don't be afraid of giving your life then, because when you will be made shaheed, then you will get Jannah. Like how Jannah is beneath the feet of your mother. In other words, by serving your mother, by obeying your mother, you will get Jannah. In this instance also, that whilst you're in the battlefield, now you should be brave and you fight the enemy. You must be courageous. If you do pass away and you get shahada, then you get Jannah. And Rasulullah then made a dua, Allahumma munzil al-kitab. O Allah, the one who has revealed the book, the Quran. Wa mujri as-sahab, the one who is moving the clouds. Wa hazim al-ahzab, the one who defeats the confederates, the enemy, the armies. Ihzimhum. O Allah, you destroy them. Wa ansurna alayhim, and assist us against them. So in this whole chapter, we did various ahadith regarding sabr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us afiyah. And this is the lesson. Rasulullah said, وَاسْأَلُوا الْعَافِيَةِ. Afiyah means protection from all type of bala, calamities, musibah, difficulties. Yes, when the person is faced with the difficulty, then you make sabr. And the sabr we have explained already. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَلِلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ بِحَمْدِهِ. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ.